position de la loi. Excusez-moi un instant.
Maybe I think my camera has been stopped. As I was saying, the Act of 2018, how the dual criminality provision contained of the Act might limit the scope for prosecuting foreign bribery. Foreign bribery offences must be deemed to have occurred under the Irish Criminal Justice Act 2018.
La qualité de son de l'orateur, malheureusement, ne permet pas une interprétation correcte.
Constitutes an offence under that country's law. For example, bribery of a domestic public official or trading in influence. The question of correspondence of offences has been considered by the Irish courts in matters such as mutual legal assistance, and these cases dealt with the question of whether offences committed abroad could also amount to offences if committed in Ireland. It is our view that provided the alleged offence constitutes an offence of any sort under the law of the place where it was perpetrated, and the acts constituting the conduct of the accused would have been criminal if committed in Ireland, that would satisfy the dual criminality requirement under this legislation. Moving on to the Public Sector Standards Bill, which lapsed after the fall of the last government, the 2020 programme for government committed to the reform and consolidation of the ethics legislation. To that end, the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform in Ireland is currently undertaking a review of the Ethics Acts, which it finalised should be finalised in the course of 2022. In preparing the legislative initiative described above, the department took at its point of departure the policy approach adopted in the 2015 Public Sector Standards Bill. And this is set out in the public consultation paper issued in November 2021, which can be provided to the committee. The opportunity is now being taken to consider some matters of concerns raised with the previous bill, for instance, to make operational matters more user-friendly. This will hopefully lead to a more developed reform. Regarding the query on more granular statistical data on corruption, prosecutions, convictions, and sanctions, if it's acceptable, this will be sourced and provided in follow-up material. An update was requested on the implementation of the recommendations contained within the review of structures and strategies to prevent, investigate, and penalise economic crime and corruption, referred to as the Hamilton Review Group report. An all of government implementation plan is being progressed. And of the 22 actions in the plan, while a small number have been completed to date, many others have been significantly advanced. Some concrete examples were requested. For instance, a forum of senior representatives from the relevant operational bodies was established in June 2021 and is currently working on to progress actions in relation to developing a joint program of training for investigators of economic crime and corruption. They're working on information sharing mechanisms and the ability to detect and deter bid rigging in public procurement. The Criminal Procedure Act was enacted and commenced in February 2022. This act will allow pre-trial hearings to take place, improving trials for white-collar crimes, organized crime, and other complex offenses, and will make it less likely juries are sent away during trial, making the court process faster and more efficient. Engagement has taken place with the Judicial Council in relation to the development of judicial training in respect of complex economic crime and corruption cases. The Advisory Council Against Economic Crime and Corruption is currently being established. The government has approved the nominations of individuals to the council, including the chair, which is to be Mr. James Hamilton, and the council is due to hold its first meeting later this month. In relation to resources for the Garda National Economic Crime Bureau, part of the Irish Police Force, and the Office of the Director of Corporate Enforcement, which will shortly be transferred into the Corporate Enforcement Authority, work is underway within the police force in relation to a long-term strategic plan for resourcing. The Garda Commissioner has committed increased policing members to the new Corporate Enforcement Authority. Similarly, more resources have been provided to the Office of the Director of Public Prosecution, including additional prosecutors assigned to the Special Financial Crime Unit. Finally, the general scheme of the Garda Síochána Powers Bill 2021 was established and published in June 2021. The general scheme went to the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Justice for pre-legislative scrutiny in December, and this represents progress across a number of the review group recommendations. More details on the recommendations dealt within this bill can be provided in writing if desired. There was one other query which related to the protected disclosure bill and whistleblowers. And if it's okay with the chair, we'd like to come back in writing with an answer on that.
That's great, Jerry. Thank you. Thanks very much for that. And
oui, merci, Jerry. La présidente nous invite d'ailleurs à ralentir dans nos interventions car les interprètes, et ils le confirment, ont eu en effet beaucoup de mal à suivre les orateurs qui, pour certains d'entre eux, s'exprimaient à une très très grande vitesse avec des...